7 lines from the top of Daf Ayin Dal and Aleph. Let's review. There is no question that if Reuven is Mekadosh Rachel al Tanai, that she doesn't have a Durim or Mumin, and he finds out prior to getting married that she wasn't truthful, then the Kedushin definitely wasn't Chal, and she would not need a get. And the same would be true if after he was Mekadosh Rachel al Tanai, he reiterated this Tanai at the time of the Suyin. And the Gemara brought a Machlekes between Rav and Shmuel, where it was Kitch al Tanai, the Kontestam. And so far, we had two ways as to how to understand this Machlekes. Abai is said the Machlekes is simply where Reuven was Mekadosh Rachel al Tanai and then married her and had Bia with her without reiterating this Tanai. Rav holds, since he had Bia and Ein on dem Oisa Bilasi Bilisnus, and since he knows that there is a possibility that she had Nedarim or Mumin, so he is Mekadosh her once again with this Bia and without this Tanai in order to make sure that he did not have a Bia's Nus. And if he wants to divorce her afterwards, she would need a get. While Shmuel, of course, agrees that a person doesn't want to have a Bia's Nus, but since Lemaisa Reuven made a Tanai when he was Mekadosh her that she shouldn't have Nedarim, and she went forward and agreed to get married, so at the time of Nisuyin, he was Samech Das that she doesn't have the Darim, and he didn't have Bia L'Shem Kedushin. And once we see that she had a Darim, so the original Kedushin was in Chal, and she doesn't need a get, according to Shmuel. While Rabba said that in a biased scenario, when Reuven was Mekadosh Rachel Tanai and married her and had Bia with her without reiterating the Tanai, he definitely had Das only to marry her based on his original Tanai, and as Rashi says, Daite Tanai. And certainly Rav agrees to Shmuel that Reuven took it for granted that she doesn't have the Darim, and it wasn't going to be a Bia's Nus, and therefore the original Kedushin wasn't valid, and he didn't have Das to be Mekadosh her at this point with this Bia, and therefore, if we find out that she had a Darim, she wouldn't need a get, even according to Rav. And Rabba explained that the Machlekes between Rav and Shmuel is in the case described as Tois Isha Achas Ke'en Shtei Nashim, where Reuven was Mekadosh Rachel Atnai and didn't get married and got divorced Mina Eirsin and then decided once again to be Mekadosh Rachel, and he was Mekadosh without Atnai, he was Mekadosh Shostam and also married Shostam. And Rav holds we consider this a new Kedushin, and it's as if he was Mekadosh a completely different woman. And of course, since he didn't make a Tanai, so the Kedushin is Chal without any Tanai, and even if she has no Durim, she would need a get, as this second Kedushin was definitely valid. And Shmuel holds that Reuven meant to be Mekadosh Rachel based on the original terms of the first Kedushin, which was al Tanai. And therefore, if we find out she has a Durim after the second Kedushin, so the second Kedushin is also not valid, and she would not need a get. And just as a quick preview to today's daf, we're going to see the Shita of Rab Acha Bar Yaakov in the name of Rabbi Yechon, and he will say exactly like Rabbi said that both Rav and Shmuel agree that by Isha Achas, where Reuven was Mekadosh Rachel al Tanai and then married her without reiterating the Tanai, that definitely he had Das to marry her based on the original Tanai, and Reuven must have taken it for granted that she doesn't have the Darim and it wasn't going to be a Bias Nus, and therefore the original Kedushin wasn't valid and she wouldn't need a get. And then finally we will see that, at least according to Taisus, that Ula learns that there's a third pshat as to how to learn the Machlekes between Rav and Shmuel, and Ula learns that even if he Shmuel, he would agree to Rav that in the case of Isha Achas, where Reuven was Mekadosh Rachel Atnai and then married her and had Bia with her, then all agree that possibly Reuven realized there was a possibility that she had Nedarim, and therefore he possibly was Mekadosh her with his Bia as in Adam Yitzhak Bilasi Bilas Nus. And we won't repeat this point when we learn the Gemara, but Taisus holds that Lefi Ula, the Machlekes between Rav and Shmuel is, in a very specific case, where Reuven was Mekadosh Rachel Atnai and then had Chuppah with her, and then prior to even having Bia with her, he found out that she had Nedarim, and according to Rav, that they would need a get. And according to Shmuel, in this case, they would not need a get. And we won't get into exactly the Shita and the Svara behind this point. And we begin our Gemara. Itmar Nami, we also learned exactly like Rabba understood that all agree by Isha Achas that Ein Tzricha Yimena get. Om Rab Acha by Yaakov, Om Rab Echon, HaMekadosh Al Tanai Ubal. If Reuven is Mekadosh Rachel and he makes a Tanai that she doesn't have the Darim or she doesn't have Mumin, and then afterwards they have an Nisuyin and he does Bia, Divriya Kol, that both Rabba and Shmuel agree that Ein Tzricha Yimena get, that Daita Tanai, that Reuven wanted the original Tanai to still be relevant and he didn't think that she would have Mumin or she had Nedarim, and therefore when he had his Bia, he wasn't doing it Al Das a new Kedushin, as he relied on the fact that his wife was getting married to him, that likely she did not have any Nedarim or she didn't have Mumin, and therefore when he had his Bia, he never thought that there's potential that there's a Bia's Nus, and therefore he didn't have Kabbana L'Shem Kedushin. And the Gemara continues, Esfei Rab Acha Breda Rav Ika Bar Achtei, and Rab Acha Breda Rav Ika, who was the nephew, the son of the daughter of Rab Acha Bar Yaakov, will now ask on his uncle Rab Acha Bar Yaakov that how can you say that Rabbi Yechon himself said this din, if we will see that Rabbi Yechon himself holds that even if a person makes a condition at some point and later on does an action without reiterating the Tanai, the action is considered a full-fledged Maisa, as it must be that he was Meichel the Tanai since he did this action without stating the Tanai. And Rabbi Acha Breda Rav Ika brings a machlekes between Reish Lakish and Rabbi Yechon that we learned in Masechta Yevamos. The Braisa teaches us Chalitza Mutas Ksheir, if someone does a Chalitza Mutas, that Chalitza is a Kosher Chalitza, And the Gemara asks, "Ezi chalitza mutayis? What is considered a chalitza mutayis, and what does that mean?" So Amar Shlokish, Shlokish said, "Kol she'oim lichalitz la over kachat tekainza. If Reuven and Rachel are married, and then Reuven dies, and Rachel falls liyibim or chalitza in front of her brother-in-law Shimon, and Shimon insists that he only wants to do yibim with her, and Shimon is a person who is someone that's in a hugging law, and therefore the Rabbanon have a right to go and trick Shimon, and they could tell Shimon that you should know that if you go and do chalitza, that is the way that you'll actually be able to be kainah, and she'll become your wife." And Reish Lakish says, that's what it means in the Braisa, Chalitza Mutaz Kshira, that even if they trick him into doing Chalitza, that Chalitza would be valid. And Amalai Rabbi Yechon, so Rabbi Yechon said back to Reish Lakish, Ani Shoina, that I actually learned, Bain Shinaskabin Hu, Velein Iskabin Hi, it doesn't make a difference. If a Yavam has Kavanah to do Chalitza, and the Yavam does not have Kavanah to do Chalitza, and Bain Shinaskabin Hi, Velein Iskabin Hu, and it doesn't make a difference if the Yavam want to do Chalitza, but he did not have Kavanah, and he didn't know that he was doing Chalitza, Chalitza Sapsula, that the Chalitza would be puzzled, Achi Iskabin Shteim, until both of them have kavanah that they're doing chalitza, and therefore you can't tell me that if someone does chalitza and they were tricked into it, that would be a valid chalitza. And therefore, Rabbi Yechon says to Reish Lakish that it's impossible that you could explain the pshat and the brisa as you're explaining, because of course the din would not be that chalitza mutars b'b'ksheira, but it actually would be puzzle. And the last seven lines are not really relevant to the point of the Gemara, and the Gemara now continues with its main point. Elam Rabbi Yechon, therefore Rabbi Yechon comes and explains when the brisa says chalitza mutars is ksheira, is talking about a case of kol sha'im le chalitza. That let's say Bezin says to someone that doesn't want to do chalitza, that go and do chalitza, and then we'll make sure that she gives you $200. And Rabbi Yechon explains that's what it means in the Braisa, chalitza mutayis, even if they trick him into doing chalitza by promising him $200, even though she never gives him the $200, the chalitza would be kasha and it would be valid. And Rabbi Acha Breda, Rabbi Iko continues with his kasha, Alma, Kivin to Ava Maisa, Achuli Achlu Tnai. So we see that even though they originally made a tnai and they said that we're going to make sure that you get $200, but since afterwards he subsequently does an action and he doesn't clarify once again that I'm only doing this action in order to get 200 zuz, so we consider it as if you were Meichel the Tnai, and therefore the Chalitza is a valid Chalitza. And Hachanami, Kivin de Baal, Achuli Achlu the Tnai, how can you say Rabbi Yechon would hold Hamakadosh Tnai Baal that Divrei Akol Einu Tzrichin Menaget? L'chaira, once you go and do the Bia and you didn't actually say that I'm only doing this on the original Tnai, then L'chaira, you were Meichel the original Tnai, and this Bia should be L'shem Kedushin, and therefore you should require a get in this case. And Amalei Babi Rav Shapika Amritzer Rabbi Acha Bar Yaakov responded to his nephew Rabbi Acha Bar Yaakov, and he said, do you think that you actually learned to prop pshat in why Rabbi Yechon said his pshat in Masechtas Yevamos that chalitza mutas kshira? You thought that the pshat was because kivin da v'maisa, therefore you must have been meichel your original tnai. That's not really the pshat, because in a chanami, even if you do a secondary maisa, that would not be meichel the original tnai. And that's why, of course, Rabbi Yechon could have said what I said, which is hamakadosh al tnai ubal that divrei akol in the tzrichim menu get, because of course you're going to go and do that last bia al das the original kedushin, which was al tnai, and since she has nedarim, therefore the original kedushin is not valid. And the reason why by chalitza mutas it's kshera, even though they promised to give him $200 and they didn't come through with that condition, is not because he subsequently actually did chalitza and he didn't actually mention that original tnai. Because in a kanami, if it would be a valid tnai, then even though Shimon did not mention the tnai at the time they performed chalitza, the chalitza would be pasul. The actual reason why this chalitza is a valid chalitza is because the original tnai is actually not a valid tnai. And why is that? Because mechte, let's see, kol tnai mehecha gamridon, how do we know that someone could even do a maisa and do it al tnai? And where do we learn that from? And of course we learn that miptai b'nei gadol b'nei ruvein. And as we know that b'nei gadol b'nei ruvein and chetzi shevi menashe came in front of Moshe Rabbeinu and they asked that they should be able to stay me'evel yarden and they should keep that as their chelik in Eretz Yisrael. And Moshe Rabbeinu made the following condition with them, and he said, if you go across with the yidden and you fight the battle, then afterwards you will be able to take this piece of land, meaning there was a condition that you have to go to fight the battle, and then afterwards the maisa will be that Yeshua eventually will give you this land. And we have a cloud that kol tnai de ene kir tnai b'nei gadol b'nei ruvein ene tnai, that any tnai that doesn't follow the condition at the tnai of b'nei gadol b'nei ruvein, for example over there there was a tnai kafel, therefore all tnaim have to have a tnai kafel, and if it doesn't have a tnai kafel, it's not a valid tnai. And one of the requirements in order to have a valid tnai is tnai de efshel kumei al dei shliach ki hasam havik tnai tnai. Over there, we know that Moshe Rabbeinu didn't actually give this land to Bnei Gadol Bnei Ruvein. Eventually, he gave over that responsibility to Yeshua, and Yeshua gave it over to Bnei Gadol Bnei Ruvein. And therefore, we learned that every single time we have a tnai, the maisa has to be able to be performed by a shliach. However, since the maisa of chalitza cannot be performed by a shliach, because the person that's doing chalitza has to remove the shoe from this woman, and that can't be done through a shliach, it has to be done by Shimon himself. Therefore, it's impossible to even make a tnai b'negei chalitza. chalitza. And when Beis Din told this person, you should know if you can do chalitza, we're going to give you $200. That's really an invalid tnai l'chatchila. And that's why, of course, if he does the chalitza, even if they don't give him the $200, the chalitza would still be valid. And as the Gemara says, the late efshel kumel the yeshliach, if we have a maisa that can't be performed through a shliach like chalitza, ki hasam lo yavi tnai, the original tnai is not even a valid tnai at all. And the Gemara asks, v'abir the late efshel kumel the yeshliach ki hasam v'kavi tnai. We know that a person can make a tnai b'negei kedushin, and as we saw in our Mishnah, hamakadosh is yishal menashe in lenadurim v'nimsel lenadurim einu mekudeshes. Of course, a tnai can be valid, and even if you want to say that our Mishnah is talking about where he's mekadosh with kesef or with a shtar, which can be performed by a shliach. However, we find that even b'negei abia, a person can make a tnai. For example, we saw in daf ayin gemon beis, if someone says hareini boyelech al menashe yitzah abo, and Rav Shimon ben Yehuda said in the name of Rav Shimon rotsa ab mekudeshes lo rotsa ab einu mekudeshes. So we see even when someone's mekadosh someone bia, they can make a tnai, even though, of course, bia cannot be done through a shliach. Bia has to be performed by the husband himself. And the Gemara answers, "Hasam mashum the iskash habayis ladadi ena chenami bia can't be done alidei shliach, but you still could use a tnai b'negeya the kedusha of bia, since kedusha kesef and kedusha shtar can be done with a tnai because they can be performed through a shliach, and therefore you can make a tnai even when you have kedusha through bia, because we have the pasuk of yatzav ha'isa and we are makish all habayis ladadi any way that you could be koina a woman, we have hekesh between them to say that all the dinim are the same, and since a tnai helps by kedusha kesef and shtar, therefore it will help even by kedusha bia, and even though the maisa bia cannot be performed al yedei a shliach." And the Rishonim are bothered that maybe we should actually be makish kesef and shtar to bia, and we should say just the opposite, that just like bia can't be performed through a shliach, therefore the chayyur a tnai shouldn't work, then by kesef and shtar a tnai shouldn't work either. And the Rishonim explained that we are makish basa roiv, and therefore since kesef and shtar could be performed through a tnai, so even when someone's being makadish his wife through bia, they could also make a tnai. And as we explained, Rabbi Acha bar Yaakov just brought down the name of Rabbi Yechon, exactly like Rabbi learned that a makadosh al tnai ubol, divrei akol, that both Rabbi Shmuel agree that in the tzrichi menu get. The Gemara continues with what we said, lefi taisis, would be a third pshat in the machlekes of Rabbi Shmuel, Amr Rabbi Ula bar Abba, Amr Ula, and he said the following three dinim in the name of Rabbi Lozo, hamakadosh b'milvo ubol, or al tnai ubol, or b'pachs b'sharuputo ubol, divrei akol tzrichi menu get. And if Reuven lent money to Rachel, and then before she pays him back, he says to her, instead of paying me back, I want to be mekadesh you with that money that I originally gave you. And that's the way Tosis learns this Gemara. Or like Rashi says, shemach l'milva shechiyavus lo'i, that Reuven says to Rachel that I want to be mekadesh you with the fact that I'm going to be meichel and I will forgive the loan that I originally gave to you. And even though, of course, we know that milva lo'i tzon innu, and therefore such a kedushin is not a valid kedushin, since afterwards he had beer with her, so then the person realizes that potentially his original kedushin wasn't a valid kedushin, and he was boil hol l'shem kedushin, because again, ein adam isa bilasir bilasnus. And we will skip the second case of Rabbi Lazar for a moment, and we will explain the third case first. So Reuven goes over to Rachel, and he's mekadosh with pachas b'shar bruto, which we all know is not a valid kedushin. But then afterwards, he has beer with her, and even though he was mekadosh with pachas b'shar bruto, in his mind he's not certain that that kedushin was a valid kedushin, and therefore when he's going to do this beer in order that im bilaser bilas nus, so he will have in mind while he's having beer that this beer will be l'shem kedushin, and therefore there will be a valid kedushin. And if they want to get divorced, he would need to give her a get. And those two cases are not relevant to our sugya, and the second case is relevant to our sugya, where Rabbi Lezer said that if someone's mekadosh a woman al tnai and then he has beer with her, then divrei akol tzrichi menu get. And Lefi Taisis he learned that when it says divrei akol, it means that both Rav and Shmuel agree that in this case, even though originally when you were mekadosh her, you did so al tnai, however, now that you had a beer with her, even Shmuel agrees that a person is nervous that possibly his wife has nedarim or mumin, and therefore when he has the original beer, then he's going to be miskaben that it should be l'shem kedushin in order to make sure that he doesn't have a problem because a person is concerned and ain't on the moisa be lasse be lasnus. And l'chari, if Shmuel agrees to Rav, even in this case where it was an isha achas, and even in this case the din would be that he ignores the original tnai, then l'chari, where is there actually going to be a machlekes between Rav and Shmuel? And Tais points out that the machlekes is going to be in a very specific case where Reuven was mekadosh Rachel al tnai, and then he had chuppah with her, and prior to having bia, he found out that she had nedarim, and therefore since they didn't have bia yet, therefore you don't have the svara of ain't on the moisa be lasse be lasnus. And is it in this case that Shmuel says that even though at the point when they had Nisuyan and Chuppah, he actually didn't reiterate this Tanai, but we still look at the original Tanai, and since he found out that she had Nedarim, therefore the original Kedushim wasn't valid, and he wouldn't have to give her a get. And Rav holds that even though over here we don't have the Svar of Inad Meisa Bilas Bilas Nus, because there was no Bia, however, a person, once he goes and does Chuppah, and he doesn't reiterate the Tanai, it's as if he was Meichel that original Tanai, and if he doesn't want to remain married, he would actually have to give her a get. Now, it's still a bit unclear, according to Taisis, how this actually would work, according to Rav, because originally the Tanai was valid, and therefore the original Kedushin L'chariah was not valid, and And by the fact that you go and you have chuppah now without a tzai, how could that lemafreya make the original kedushin a valid kedushin? And since lefi taisis there was no bia over here, therefore you can't say that the bia acted as the maisa kedushin and tzarech bia. And it seems that taisis learns this way because he's gurus in al-gemara that divrei akol tzrichim menu get. However, the Rashba as well as other rishonim are not gurus over here divrei akol. And lefi zeh we can learn when Rabbi Elazar says I'm a kaddish al tnayu bol that tzrichim menu get, he actually holds like Rab, and lefi abaye it's going by isha achas, and according to Rabba it would be going in a case of isha achas ke'en shtei noshim as we explained before. And the Gemara continues, Amar Rabbi Yisrael bar Abba, Amar Menachem, Amar Rabbi Ami. Rabbi Ami now comes and argues on Rabbi Elazar, and he says, Hamakadosh b'pachas min hashar bruto bol tzrichim menu get. While I agree, if someone's mekadosh a woman and he gives a less than a shar bruto and then he does bia, then he definitely would require a get because we look at the bia as a new kedushin. Because behold, loytoi over here, everyone knows that potentially less than a shar bruto is not a valid kedushin, and therefore on the tzad it's not a valid kedushin. He definitely had kavanah l'shem kedushin. Avol b'hanach, but in the other two cases of Rabbi Elazar of hamakadosh b'milva ubal or al tnai ubal, then I disagree with Rabbi Elazar and I hold that certainly a person thinks that his kedushin was going to be a valid kedushin because in case of mekadosh b'al tnai, he thinks that his wife definitely did not have the nedarim, as otherwise why would have she agreed to have kedushin if she knows that he made such a tnai, and therefore when he has bia with her he definitely didn't have any kavana for kedushin, and therefore since there's no kedushin now and the original kedushin is not valid because it was al tnai, so she doesn't need a get. And Rashi says b'milvo lava kol b'kiyim b'hilchas kedushin, since people are not b'kiyim on the nuances of hilchas kedushin and they think that just like if I want to mekadosh her with a lot of money I could be mekadosh her with kesef, therefore I'm being mekadosh her with a milva, that's considered a lot of money as well. And they don't realize that a milva is light sun, no, and therefore it's not considered like you gave her anything, and that's why it's now a valid kedushin. But in any case, at the time of the bia, he actually thinks that his original kedushin was a valid kedushin, and therefore, even if we hold ein adam oisa bilas and bilas nas, but he won't have kabana during this bia, then it should be l'shem kedushin, and therefore, of course, the original kedushin wasn't valid. There's no new kedushin at this point, and therefore, she wouldn't need a get. Now, if we say that before we were gerus l'divrei akol, and therefore Rabbi Ami is going back on those words, then l'chayr Rabbi Ami's shita is exactly like Rabbi shita that by isha achas l'divrei akol, the din is that ein tzrichim menu get, and l'fida rashba that we weren't gerus l'divrei akol, then we could say that Rabbi Ami is actually either going like Abaya and he's going like Shmuel, or he's going like Rabbi and it's b'isha achas l'divrei akol, or it's going l'fida rabba and it's b'isha achas ke'ein shtei noshim and dafka like Shmuel. And the Gemara continues, Amar Rav Kana mishmei de Ula, Rav Kana says the name of Ula hamakadosh al tnai ubal tzrichim menu get, that if Reuven is mekadosh his wife Rachel al tnai and afterwards he does bia stama, then the thing is that he still needs a get because when he did his bia he must have known that potentially she had a darm, and therefore since we have a cloud in adam isa bilasa bilasnus, therefore he made sure to have kavana that it should be l'shem kedushin if his wife actually went against that tnai, and therefore of course there is a kedushin over here and you would need a get, and this l'chayra is like shitas rav. And the Gemara continues, zehoi maisa, this actually occurred v'lo yekoyach b'chacham leitzia b'lo get, and the chacham only allowed her to go out with a get and they didn't say that the kedushin was batal. The Gemara says lafuki mehatana, that this is actually going against the following tana, the Amar Rabbi Yehuda Shmuel, because Rabbi Yehuda says in the name of Shmuel, and it'll make sense that Shmuel says this because we'll see that this tana actually holds exactly like Shmuel, and he taught this mishum Rabbi Shmuel in the name of Rabbi Shmuel, that the pasuk when discussing the din of saita says v'shachav isha isa shichazara v'nela me'ina isha v'nistra v'hinitma, and she was in seclusion with him and she actually became tamei. And the pasuk then continues v'hila nispasa, and she was not painless, she was actually doing this ma'isa buratzin. And we learn out that the only time a woman becomes asa to her husband is only when she wasn't forced, hanis basa mutaris. But if she was forced, then of course she would be mutar. And since the pasuk says vihi, therefore we learn out v'yesh lo chacheres, there's another type of woman she'afal pishle nisbasa, and even though it seems that she was mezana beratzin and she wasn't forced, that she doesn't become asa to the person that she thinks is her husband. Ve'izayim, what are we referring to? Zusha kedusha kedusha tais. We're referring to a woman that had a kedusha tais, meaning Reuven was mekadosh Rachel al tnai, and she was then mezana with someone else. So at that point, she really wasn't married because the tnai was that she doesn't have nedarim, and she really had nedarim, and therefore at the point that Rachel was mezana with Shimon, she wasn't an ishes ish, and therefore if she goes and wants to get married to Reuven, she's still able to marry Reuven. And this didn't apply shafilu benar mukra b'ksefa, that even if she has children that are on her shoulders, meaning that she already had bia, and one may think that the din is like Rav, and once they had bia, then l'chayra he had kavanah l'shem kedushin, and therefore at that point l'chayra Rachel was an ishes ish, and she should be asa to her husband Reuven kamash blon memanis v'halechas law, that it's not considered kedushin at all, even though they already had bia. And l'fia Abaye's explanation in the machlekas of Rav Shmuel, then this shita of Rabbi Shmuel is exactly like the shita of Shmuel and not like Rav. And according to Rabba, then this shita is either like Rav and Shmuel if it's talking about an ish achas, and if it's talking about an ish achas ke'in shtei nashim, then this would be dafka like Shmuel. And we continue on daf ayin dalam and beis, and the Gemara Gemara now says, Tana Rabbanan, Hocha Itzel Chacham Ve'etiru Mekudeshes. Of course, there are no questions that Hamakadosh is Isha, Al-Menashe Ein Le'Nedarim, V'Nimsa Le'Nedarim, Ein Mekudeshes, that the standard then is that Ruvin is Mekadosh's wife, and he makes it tonight that she doesn't have the Nedarim, and then prior to them having Bia, and prior to them having a marriage, then they find the Nedarim, then definitely that would not be a valid Kedushin. And the Gemara now points out that if after they had this Kedushin, and Rachel realizes that she has a problem because she actually has the Nedarim, and she goes to a Chacham, and the Chacham is Mata her Neda, then the din would be that it would be Mekudeshes. Masha Inkin, the Brisa says, it's a Refe Veripa, I saw, ain't a Mekudeshes. If after they had Kedushin, and the Tanai was that only be Mekadeshu on Manas that you don't have Mumin, and then Rachel realizes after they had the Kedushin that she has Mumin, so she goes to a doctor and he heals her, then that original Kedushin is not a valid Kedushin. And the Brisa continues and asks, Ma Bein Chacham Refe, what is the difference between a Chacham that was Mata her Neda, where now her Neda is not around, and we say that it's Mekudeshes, and Refe, where the doctor healed her, and she doesn't have mumin anymore, and we say that's einu mekudeshes. And the Gemara answers a very simple teretz: chacham oikas aneda meikari, v'reife einu merape el mikan laba. Of course, when a chacham is oikas aneda, it is oikas aneda l'mafreya and retroactively, and therefore, even at the time of kedushin, she didn't have any nedarim on her, and therefore the kedushin was valid. However, when the doctor heals her in a chinami, at this point she doesn't have mumin, but the mice at the time of kedushin she had mumin, and that was against the tanai, and therefore the kedushin couldn't be chal. And the rishonim discuss: is this din that if you go to Chacham and he's Mati and Neda, that you Mekudeshes, is it talking in a case where the woman went to the Chacham prior to the husband finding out about it? Or even if she went to the Chacham after her husband found out about it, the Kedushin still could be valid because he was Mati and Neda. And Tyson Diva Maskel Chacham Oiko, Haneda Meikari, he says, Vidavka Hocha Itzel Chacham Vitira, Kaidibi Diasabal, the only time this works is prior to the husband knowing, Aval Achi Diasabal, Loi Mahanid Lu Heta, that the Heta would not work. And Tyson brings a Raya from the Lashon HaMishnah, which said, Nimsul and Adarim, Ainim Mekudeshes, which is mashma that the moment that the husband finds out that she has the Nedarim, then she's not Mekudeshes, even if afterwards she would be able to be Matan and Neda. And Ayin entices how he explains the difference between the Akbada Benegay and the Nedarim and the Akbada Benegay and Mumin Ayin Shum. And Ayin Rashi Dibu Maskal Ikan Edomi Kari, where Rashi says, Shere Pisechla Becharata Adait Lachim Ikan Nedart. The reason why this works retroactively is because when Bezin goes and is Matan Neda, the mechanism is based on Charata, and they ask her, would you have originally made this Neda? And since she says no, therefore they're able to be mevatelis, and that would work retroactively as if she never made this neder. And the Gemara continues that we just said in this price, Hocha Itzel Chacham Vetira is Mekudeshes. Vatanya, affecting Gemara, Itzel Chacham Vetira, Itzel Reifa Reipa Isa, Ain Mekudeshes. There is no chiluk between a Chacham and a Reife, and it is that she's not Mekudeshes. If we just explained by a Chacham that it works Meikara, and it's actually retroactive, so Lachaya, why would she not be Mekudeshes? And the Gemara will bring a couple of Terutzim. Amar Rabba, Rabba says, Loikasha, that's not Shver. The first price that it says that if she goes to a Chacham and he's Mater the Neda, that's Mekudeshes, that's going for your Meya. And the second price that says Ein Mekudeshes is going like Rabbi Elazar. And the Gemara explains, Hara Meya, that the first price is going like Rabbi Meya Da'ama, because he holds Adam Reitzes, she's the Spaza Ishtar Bebezdin. Now, although, of course, it's embarrassing for a person to go to Bezdin and go and say that I had Nedarim and then have to find a Pesach Charata, but Amin is not Makbid, and he doesn't mind if his wife gets embarrassed by going to Bezdin, if that is the only way that he could have a valid marriage. And over here, since his kedushin was al tanai that she doesn't have nedarim, and the only way for this marriage to be effective is only if she goes to Bezin and is embarrassed, and then is matar haneda, so therefore he doesn't mind if she goes to Bezin. However, Hara Beleza, the second brice is going like Rabbi Elazar, the Amar, he holds ain on the meritus to sabaza ishtar Bezin. Under no circumstance does a person want his wife to go to Bezin and be embarrassed. And as Rashi says, adai to the hachi loy kitcha, and he would rather that his kedushin wasn't valid and that his wife doesn't go to Bezin and be embarrassed. And the Gemara will now bring the makar to this machlekes between Ramei and Rabbi Elazar from Mishnah Maseches Gittin, and just a quick hakdama, and there will be four shitas, and only the last two shitas will be relevant to us. If Reuben is married to Rachel and he isn't happy that she makes the Nedarim, or if there were rumors that she was a Mizana and therefore he divorced her, so Rabbanan made a takana that he can't remarry her, and there are two possible reasons: either because they were concerned that she would get married to Shimon, and at a later point they find out that the rumors were false, or she goes to a Chacham who is Matar Nedarim, and Reuben may come and say that my get was given under false pretenses and be mevatel the get, as he'll say, I didn't realize that you could mevatel the nedarim, and he will say, I didn't realize that these rumors were untrue, otherwise I wouldn't have given this get. And of course, by making this claim, the get will be batel, and it was caused that she was mezana with Shimon, and any children that they had would be mamzerim. Therefore, the Rabbanan told Reuven, don't make a rash decision to divorce your wife, because once you do divorce her, we won't let you marry her, and even if he would come back at a later point, and he would just try to be mevatel the get, just to be mekalkel her, even though he knows that he can't get married to her, we still won't listen to him, as we gave him fair warning that he should be careful, and he gave the get with his eyes wide open. And l'chaira, since Rashi said that by him going and complaining afterwards that he could be mevatel the get, and if he would do so, then the children that she would have from Shimon would be mamzerim, that is only in a case where, by the time that he gave her a get, he actually made this try, and he said that I'm only giving you this get because you have nedarim, or because there was a rumor that you were mezana. And some explain, in this case, since everyone knows that the reason why he gave his get is because she had nedarim, or because there was a rumor that she was a mezana, so it's as if he said this mefurish, even if he wouldn't actually specify this try. However, ayin taisis dilu maskol mishum shem ra lo yachzer, and taisis brings from the re that according to the manda omar mesechtes gittin that says mishum kakula, it has nothing to do with the ability for the husband to be mevatel the get and create an issue where Shimon's marriage to Rachel was not considered a marriage, and therefore he was mezana with an eshes ish, and any children that were born were considered mamzerim, and ayin shem that has more to do with laz ayin in taisis. And Rashi then brings the second reason that's brought in mesechtes gittin as to why Rabbanan said that he can't go and remarry her, and Rashi explained that this was done as a gedda, that women should be more careful, that they shouldn't be prutzais, and they shouldn't make nedarim, as if their husbands get upset based on rumors, or based on the fact that they have nedarim, and the husband divorces them, then they won't be able to remarry their husband even after he calms down. And let's see this in the Gemara. Mayi, where do we see the machlokes between Rav Meir and Rav Elazar? The Tanakh, because we have a Mishnah Maseches Gittin, Hamoitzes Ishta Mishum Neder Lo Yachzer. If Reuven divorces Rachel based on the fact that she had nedarim, the Rabbanan will misaken that he can't remarry her afterwards. And the Tanakh continued and said, Mishum Shemra Lo Yachzer, the same that applies if Reuven divorced his wife based on a rumor that she was a mezana, so then afterwards he can't go and bring her back and remarry her. And the Mishnah is broken up into two separate cases of Hamoitzes Ishta Mishum Neder Lo Yachzer and Mishum Shemra Lo Yachzer, because we're now going to have three different Manda Amrim that are only going to argue on the din of Mishum Neder Lo Yachzer. So Rabbi Huda Imer Kol Neder She Yada B'Rabim Lo Yachzer Lo Yada B'Rabim Yachzer. And Rashi explains that Rabbi Huda holds like the second reason for the Takana, and the reason is because we want to make sure that women don't make a lot of nedarim, and therefore Rabbi Huda said the only time that we care if a woman makes a neder is only those types of nedarim where she can't be matan in a neder at all, and that is like a neder that Yada B'Rabim, where she made it in front of a minion, as Rashi says, which is a sheet of Rabbi Yitzchak that will have on Daf Ayin Heim and Aleph, or according to Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak, that she made this neder in front of three people, and since this is such a strong neder and it should appear to Yosim Midai, as Rashi says, therefore Kuntur Chacham made a knas, and they basically were telling women to be very careful with these types of nedarim that you can't be matter them, as if you do so and then your husband divorces you, then you won't have any etzah and he won't be able to remarry you. However, Rabbi Huda holds that Chacham did not make a knas if it's a neder that is a weaker neder, where the Chacham could still be oiker a neder and they could be matter her neder, and if the neder she made was not in front of 10 people or in front of 3 people and wasn't b'fnei rabbim, and even if her husband divorces her, there was no gzira, and the din is that he could still remarry her. And the Gemara will now quote from the Mishnah Masechtas Gittin, where we have the machlekes between Rav Meir and Rav Elazar, where Rav Meir will hold adam reitzes shetzpaza ishta bebezin, and Rav Elazar holds ein adam reitzes shetzpaza ishta bebezin. And the Mishnah in Gittin continued. Rav Meir Omer, Rav Meir says kol neder shesar chakiras chacham lo yachzer, she'in shesar chakiras chacham yachzer. Rav Meir holds the reason for the takana in Masechtas Gittin was based on kalkula, and the takana chacham was only where Rachel made a neder that wasn't a neder that a husband could be made for example, something which wasn't dvarim shebeino lebeino or dvarim shelinu nefesh, and only Bezdin could be matter this neder. And the Rabbanan said that if Reuven divorced her, so we're concerned that Reuven will come back after Rachel gets married to Shimon, and he will claim that if I would have realized that she could have been matter the neder, then I wouldn't have divorced her at all, as even though she would have had to go to Bezdin and she would have been embarrassed, but I don't care if she would be embarrassed in order to save our marriage. However, if he divorced her based on a neder that he could have been made for by himself, so Chacham didn't make this takana, since it won't come like a kula, as he can't come afterwards and create an issue, since if he didn't want to divorce her, he should have been made for a neder, and since there's no chance for kilkul, therefore we would allow him to remarry her. And therefore, clearly we see that Shitas Ramei is that Adam Reitzes Shetzpaza Ishta Bebezdin, and the first price that we brought before, that Hocha Eitzel Chacham Ve'tira, that's Mekudeshes, is going like Shitas Ramei. And the Gemara continues, Rabbi Elazar Eimer, Rabbi Elazar states, Echad Tzarech Ve'echad Einen Tzarech Lo Yachzer, that the Takanas Chacham was both in the case where Reuven gave a get to Rachel based on the fact that she made a neder, which wasn't Dvarim Shalina Nefesh, and wasn't Bein Oil Bein Oil, and Reuven couldn't be made for the neder, and the only way to be Mevatel neder is through a Chacham and Hataras Nedarim, and in a case where the neder was Dvarim Shalina Nefesh, and was Bein Oil Bein Oil, and Reuven really could have been made for this neder, and Lay Asu Tzarech Elam Pesh Eini Tzarech, and Rabbi Elazar argues on Ramea, and he holds that really the Chacham shouldn't have made a Takana, that Reuven can't remarry Rachel if he divorces her based on a neder, that she could only be Mevatel by going to Bezdin for Hataras Nedarim, and he couldn't have done Hafaras Nedarim, as we wouldn't be Choshish for Kilkul, since even if he wants to claim that if I would have known that she can be Mata Neda, I wouldn't have have divorced her, we wouldn't believe him, since her husband wouldn't want his wife to be embarrassed in Bezin, and therefore he couldn't be mevatel their get. And Rabbi Elazar explained that the only reason Chum made a takana in that case is because they needed to be chayshul kakula in a case where Reuven divorced her after she made a neder that he could have been made for, because it was a neder dvarim shebein lo beina or dvarim shel ina nefesh, and the Rabbanim were concerned that at a later point after Rachel gets married and has children with Shimon, Reuven may come back and claim that I didn't realize I could have been made for a neder and he would be mevatel the get, and therefore the Rabbanim made a blanket takana and they said that takana even for nedarim that he couldn't be made for, and even though the takana isn't relevant in that case, and clearly we see that Rabbi Elazar holds in on the meritzah shesbazer ishta bebezin, and therefore he's the man da'am of the second brisa that says that even if she would go to bezin after the kedushin that was done al tnai and she's oikar neder because she receives hataras nedarim, even so we say einu mekudeshes. And the Gemara continues, my time with Rabbi Yehuda. How does Rabbi Yehuda know that if someone makes a neder in front of anashim rabim, it is impossible to be matan neder? And we continue on daf ayin here min alf dechsev, as it says in the pasuk in Yeshua, when the gevoinim came and they tricked the chachamim into making a neder that they won't hurt them, and they became gerim. And even though afterwards Klal Yisrael really could have been matan neder and then been able to kill them, the pasuk says v'lehukum rei Yisrael ki nishbu lehem nesiyei eda. The reason why Klal Yisrael did not go kill them is because the nesiyei eda made a shvua. So we see that a neder is made in front of anashim rabim, it is impossible to be matan such a neder. And the Gemara asks, "Bekama rabim? What is considered rabim?" Rab Nachman by Yitzchak Amar. Rab Nachman by Yitzchak states shloisha. It's considered three people, and we learn that rabim means three because the pasuk says benegei azava veisha ki yazav zayiv dama yamim rabim. And of course, yamim is a lashon rabim, which means shnayim, which means two. And since the pasuk then says rabim, so therefore we add on an extra day, and therefore we know shloisha that it means 3 days. And since Rabbi Yehuda used the lashon of rabim, therefore we know that Rabbi Yehuda meant that if a neder is made in front of three people, you can't be matter that neder. And Rabbi Yitzchak Amar, sorry, the only time that a neder is considered b'fnei rabim is if it's in front of 10 people. How does he know this? Because edik sibu, because b'negei the pasuk that we learned this din from, which was by the gevinim, it says v'lehikum b'nei yisrael ki nishbu lehem nesiya eda. And since it talks about eda, we know that eda always means 10. Since the pasuk by the meraglim says ad masel eda harazois, and over there we know that the meraglim were 10 people, as of course it was 12 meraglim, but minus Yeshua and Kalev, which were not part of the eda hara, and therefore it is only 10 included in eda. So we see that the word eda means 10, and therefore if someone makes a neder in front of 10 people, that's considered rabim, and it's not possible to be matan a neder. And the Gemara now goes back to the machlekes Ramei and Rabbi Elazar and explains it exactly the way we already explained it, so we'll just read the words. Ramei Omer, Ramei said, Kol neder shetzarach hakiyus chacham lo yachzer. Rabbi Elazar Omer, lo yasu tzarach elam pesha in the tzarach. And the Gemara says, b'maika mifgli, what's the base of the machlekes between Ramei and Rabbi Elazar? Ramei sava adam meritzit shespaz ishtu bezin, and therefore the first price is like Ramei. And Rabbi Elazar seven, Rabbi Elazar hold, ain adam meritzit shespaz ishtu bezin, and Rabbi Elazar is the Tana of the second price, as we explained, and we will stop over here.